MMO Medford.
I am the one who knocks, knocks, knocks.
Hello!
Made a date with destiny. She wore black, and I wore jeans. I met a girl, her name was Faith, and I lost her too quickly, it seems. Faith will come around again, but destiny will never change. Now, just got sick of waiting for hope. She was always late, so I just gave up. But I was never good at being alone, and when I gave up hope, I thought I'd give him another name. Now hope is probably out of faith, but destiny will never change. You don't need to read between the lines, 'cause some things I just can't hide. I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, oh.
Huck Spin in the studio subbing tonight. Stay with us. This is 91.5 WMFO. That last song was The Scientist, Coldplay. Stay tuned.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends. Yeah.
5,600 minutes, 525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife. In 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year in the life? How about love? How about love? How about love? Measuring love.
into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. Never did. Loneliness was tough, the toughest role you ever played. Hollywood created a superstar, and pain was the price. Was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out ever did.
Really long hair, way down past my shoulders. I was 17 or 18. Oh man, I used to hate it. And we got to where we fight so much that I'd spend a lot of time out of the house. And in the summertime, it wasn't so bad, because it was warm and your friends were out. But in the winter, I remember standing downtown, it would get so cold. And when the wind would blow, I had this phone booth that I used to stand in. And I used to call my girl, like for hours at a time, just talking to her all night long. And finally, I get my nerve up to go home. And I'd stand there in the driveway, and he'd be waiting for me in the kitchen. And I'd tuck my hair down on my collar, and I'd walk in, and he'd call me back to sit down with him. And the first thing he'd always ask me was, what did I think I was doing with myself? And the worst part about it was I could never explain it to him. I remember I got in a motorcycle accident once, and I was laid up in bed, and he had a barber come in and cut my hair. And man, I can remember telling him that I hated him and that I would never ever forget him. And he used to tell me, man, I can't wait till the army gets you. When the army gets you, they're gonna make a man out of you. They're gonna cut all that hair off, and they'll make a man out of you. And this was in, I guess, 68, and there was a lot of guys from the neighborhood going to Vietnam. I remember the drummer in my first band coming over my house with his Marine uniform on, saying that he was going and that he didn't know where it was. And a lot of guys went, and a lot of guys didn't come back. And a lot that came back weren't the same anymore. I remember the day I got my draft notice. I hid it from my folks. And 3 days before my physical, me and my friends went out and we stayed up all night. And we got on the bus to go that morning, man, we were all so scared. And I went and I failed. I came home. Nothing to applaud about. But I remember coming home after I'd been gone for 3 days. And walking in the kitchen, and my mother and father were sitting there. My dad said, where you been? I said, I went to take my physical. He says, what happened? I said, they didn't take me. And he said, that's good.
We'll be right back.
in construction with a Johnstown company. But lately there ain't been much work on account of the economy. Now all them things that seem so important on the street just vanish right into the air. I just act like I don't remember, and Mary acts like she don't care. But I remember us riding in my brother's car, her body tan and wet down at the reservoir. At night on those banks, oh, I wake and pour it close just to feel every breath she takes. Now those memories come back to haunt me. They haunt me like the coast. Is a dream a lie if it don't come true? Or is it something worse that sends me down?
Last one was one of my favorites. That was The River, Bruce Springsteen, live, 1975. Next up, we got a Billy Joel song. We've got She's Always a Woman to Me. This is another one of my absolute favorites. Definitely a classic track. She's Always a Woman to Me, Billy Joel.
With a smile, she can wound with her eyes. And she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. Then she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She's frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel, but she can do as she pleases. She's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
In Candy Zoo. Got pictures of heroes on the wall. When you get to Candy's room, you gotta walk the darkness of Candy's hall. Strangers from a city call my baby's number. They bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I wanna be Candy's boy. There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face. A sadness all her own, from which no man can keep Candy safe. We kiss, our heart races through my brain. The love races in my veins. The fire rushes towards the sky. We go driving deep into the night. I go driving deep into the light. In Candy's eyes, she says, baby, if you want. Let them fire, let them burn, 'cause in the dark
That last song was Bruce Springsteen's Candy Room Live. Next up, we got a new Mumford & Sons track for you. It's called There Will Be Time. This song was just released, and it's one of my favorites, so stay tuned. Again, this is 91.5 WMFO. Feel free to call in at 617-627-3800 if you have any song requests. Next up, we've got a little bit of Four Non-Blondes, What's Up For You. Again, that is 617-627-3800. This is 91.5 WMFO.
I should, that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I saw more of you my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more of these my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?